This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me.
You can find yourself wishing that your life looked like someone else's.
You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it's so true. It might look like someone has it all together on Instagram, but in reality, they probably don't. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I think that's what I love about therapy. You can just go to therapy for everything.
Everything and anything.
Any problem you have, no matter how big or small,
yeah,
it's going to help. If you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go loud.
These are the weird things that run through my head before I go somewhere. I'm like, oh, fuck me, what do? Where do I put my stuff? Let's challenge each other to do a solo date.
Any solo date?
Yeah, it can be anything.
Okay.
I just love being a Paddy, like. Girl, I think we're going to Lulu.
Welcome to How I Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends. The girls' bathroom on a night out.
Love that
where
song.
You spill. Oh, we need to. We don't have a song.
We keep saying it. We need a jingle.
Girls' bathroom on a night out where you spill all the gossip on relationships, dilemmas, and life.
Love that.
That was good, wasn't it?
That was really good. I liked the way it got real fast.
Yeah, I got bored. I needed it to end quick. Oh, my phone keeps slipping off. If you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're new, welcome.
Hey, yeah.
On this week's episode, we talked all things solo dates, how we feel about going on them compared to before. Are we going to go on more in the future? What have we done?
Yep.
Tips on how to go on solo dates. And we're actually going to go on a challenge this week to go on a solo date and come back next week and fill in what happened. Who do we meet? We're going to try talk to people.
Oh, God.
And report back.
Yeah.
We also give advice on finding your style when your body changes and living away from a new family member and feeling like you're missing out on connecting with them. And for phone a friend, our listeners have given advice on how to make friends because it can be really, really hard at this age.
It can.
So yeah, enjoy.
Enjoy.
Welcome to our couch.
What's up?
It really is like a little cosy corner chat.
Yeah. We just, and as the episode goes on, you'll see it's just getting lower and lower and lower onto the couch.
Sink
into it.
I'd love a water couch. Do you ever see them? Or like water mattresses?
Have you ever lied on one of them?
No.
No. I don't think I'd like it. I'd get seasick.
I think I went to someone's house for and they had one when I was like a kid. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Oh.
I think. It's not
they
really
had
like
one?
That though. No, I think it was like
their mum and dad had one.
I don't remember whose house that was. It was like a house that I was only ever in once.
No,
do you remember having a gruppette of dreams when you were younger? Like, I keep seeing these TikToks. I'm on, like, the side of TikTok where it's, like, I can't remember the word. Eternal existent or something. Existation. I don't know. But whatever. Basically, it means. I didn't research too much because I think.
An ex-eternal crisis.
No. But someone commented me, like, I researched too much in this and I went into psychosis. So I was like, I better not do this. So I didn't research too much, but I looked it up and it's, like, people believe in that, like, you don't actually ever die. That, like, and they're like, yeah, I've been in way too many, like, near car crashes. They're like, I remember when I was younger, like, a cabinet falling on me, like, how could I still be alive and all? But, like, they just believe that, like, there's no way that you can ever die.
I smashed a pane of glass on my head when I was younger. That's what that scar is.
Yeah, that's kind of like that.
I see it sometimes in the little clips. It must be that camera. I see it sometimes and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Is it?
But I think the memories people have aren't necessarily always real memories. It's like they remember something happened and they're like, wait, but that should have killed. Did you get me?
They say that about kids. So did you ever see stuff and it's like, I saw one actually, a TikTok of this girl and she was like, I truly believe that my daughter is my granny reincarnated.
I've seen things like that.
Yeah, she was like, I'm going to show you a picture of my grandmother. So she showed this like 1-year-old or 2-year-old a picture, or the 1-year-old was like crying or whatever, and she showed the child a picture of her grandmother, so it would have been the child's great grandmother.
Yeah.
The child stopped crying, was just looking at the picture, and the mother said, "Who's that? Who's that?" And she goes, "Me."
Oh, look at my arm. Look at
Yeah.
I just have goosebumps.
It's me. She's like, I really believe it's my granny reincarnation.
Oh, you can't stop getting them.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I don't know. I'd like to, because I'd like to come back.
I'd like to come back as something mad, though, like a rabbit or something.
What if I come back as like one of the flies? Oh my God, the fly infestation.
The fly infestation.
I need to tell her about that.
You need to update people on that.
But yeah, I would like to come back, I think.
I'd like to come back, but I don't know if I'd like to remember that I was here. Do you know what I mean?
Because I'd miss everyone.
Yeah, you'd be like, where's all my mates and all?
I think that's the saddest thing that I would feel about, like, actually, it's probably normal for it to be the saddest thing, but, like, I just feel I'd have FOMO, like.
You're afraid of dying?
Yeah.
I'm not at all.
I have, like, sleep anxiety where, like, what if I don't wake up? Yeah, all the time.
No, death is not one thing that I'm ever afraid of.
I was, like,
keeping
myself awake because I was afraid I might die.
I'm more afraid of people around me dying. I never, like, I could burst into tears now thinking of, like, my family and stuff dying.
Yeah.
But, like, myself dying, I'm kind of like,
no.
You had a good run, girl.
No.
Like, I don't know if that is...
skydiving, actually.
Shit, yeah.
I don't know if by the time this episode comes out, I don't know if I've done it yet.
You might not.
I'm basically asking for it.
Don't watch Parachute on Netflix, whatever you do.
Wait, if you say that, now I'm going to want to watch it. What is it?
No, but this was the husband. The husband tampered with the parachute.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah. I did see that on TikTok.
Yeah, no, I'm not afraid of... Now, that sounds really morbid of me, like... Obviously, no, Jesus Christ, nice. I'm obviously grateful for life and, like, do you know what I mean? But, like, it's never something that crosses my mind to be like, oh, God, when I'm 80, like, I never want to die. Like, I think
by then I won't be afraid, but right now I'm like, please.
Yeah. No.
Too much to do.
Yeah, not now.
I'm too busy.
Too busy to die, please.
I've been letting a lot of people down.
No.
Yeah. No, it will keep me up at night, like.
Would it?
Yeah.
It's never
sometimes I think when I'm about to fall asleep, I wake myself up because I think I'm dying, but I'm not.
Why would you think you're dying? Like,
I don't know. It's not great, is it? Like,
not really.
I want a podcast to keep my mind occupied so I think I'm dying.
Oh, girl.
Not great. I just don't like the thought of dying, like, at all. Just being in nothing. Like, I used to feel sick as a child when I thought was lying in bed. I thought about space too much.
Did you?
Because, yeah, when it goes down for infinity. Like, what do you mean, infinity? Like, how?
Yeah, what do you mean? It has to stop somewhere, like... Like, are your clothes just in the coffin and all, like?
Yeah, actually.
I don't know if I want to be cremated or buried. We laugh about it at home, like, we mess with my mum and dad and all, being like, well, if you're cremated, you can come on holidays now with me. Like, and we bring it around now, and my dad's like, Jesus, no. I don't want to be passed around the mantle.
I like the idea of being able to sprinkle ashes.
See, I'd want to keep them.
I'd sprinkle some of them.
But then I think of, what's that movie, Meet the Fockers, when the cat made the urn drop over.
But you know, you can get like jewellery made from ashes, you can get a tattoo from ashes, like you can do loads with them. So I don't think I'd have a little pot sitting there. Maybe a small one, but not the whole pot.
We have Taylor under our telly.
Yeah, but that's a small one. I think if you're having such a big urn, like, it'd be nice to have, take a bit out and do a few bits with it, and then have that. And then if that was to, obviously terrible if something happened to it, but you still have your other bits.
Okay, yeah.
And sprinkle some of them somewhere they loved. Mad sprinkling someone, isn't it? Like,
is it legal?
I don't think so.
Is it?
Oh, I don't know, actually. I don't think it is legal.
Is it
legal to sprinkle?
Like, can you just go somewhere and do that? Like, is that...
I think there's places where it's illegal. Is it illegal to...
Very morbid start to this week. Sorry, guys. No. Don't know how that happened.
I just feel like it's crazy how, like, someone's there and then they're just not there anymore.
Mm. This is why you need to take as many photos and videos and voice notes and all that jazz of all your family and friends and people that you love.
Oh, you can scatter any ashes on the property you own without any permission. If the space is privately owned, you need to get permission from the owner.
Well, you're not going to be sprinkling on someone else's garden.
I wonder, though, whoever owns... If it's like a... Yeah, who? No one wants to see, though, like... If the dispersal is... This is Ireland. If the dispersal is not on a private ground, permission should be obtained from the appropriate authority. You can scatter ashes in the sea.
You can't?
Yeah. The regular... Yeah. No, you can't, sorry.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
It's all mad.
I know.
I'm too young to be thinking of this now, God.
I know. Just freaks me out.
Scary.
I just don't like it.
But isn't it mad that it's something that everybody has to deal with at some time in their life?
The one thing that everyone doesn't come... Well, probably more things, but like...
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all just
has to go through.
You don't know when your time is. Would you rather know when you're gonna die?
Yeah, probably. This wouldn't be as lazy then.
Yeah, but then you'd be always be waiting. You'd be on a countdown clock.
I'd like if they gave me a rough month, maybe.
Rough guys.
Yeah.
Oh, no, feels
it's a weird one.
No, stop talking about it.
Okay.
I haven't addressed... So I need to address the fly situation first. So
yeah.
Come in one day to my house. And Dano is really hot all the time. So he had the window open every night when he came home first to stay with me. And one day came in, there was like four flies. I was like, even thinking about the web. Four like blue balls. So everyone in my DMs was like, it's normal in summer. But I was like, no, not these. The fruit flies, yes, yeah. Not blue balls. I was like, what the fuck? And they're flying around. And I was like, they're coming from somewhere. Maybe it's the bins. That's the first thing we thought of. So we opened the bin. And it's one of them open pulley ones. And then you have your two bins up top. But it wasn't in them. It was underneath that. So when you look back into the cupboard after you've pulled them out, it was all these little brown eggs. They look like they're called pupas. So apparently a
like
fly.
Like larva.
Yeah, something. So you know a fly is a maggot. Same thing.
Does a maggot turn into a fly or a fly turns into a maggot?
So a maggot, a fly will birth a maggot and then a maggot will turn into a pupa and then a pupa turns into a fly. I know a while about
Jesus,
flies.
Jesus, you've really done your research.
So they turn into little cocoons before they turn into a fly.
Okay.
So it's like this little pebble, but it's the really late stage, which is like, I think there's like 14 days phase of them. Pupa is like the last phase before they hatch.
You could add hundreds of flies.
I know when I say it was definitely at least 150 pupas in the back of my bin. I don't understand how they're there. People were saying they could have ate some food that was there and it's gone now.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing in there.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Pupas, not even, no damp, no nothing. I take my bins all the time. And I was like, boo. And Dano had to, obviously, I made him do it. Like, that's, it comes in handy. Like, got him to sweep them out with like a dustpan and brush. And he was like, red. He got a t-shirt and like tied it around his mouth. And he was like, whoa. And he was like, scooping them into a bag. And the noise of them was like little Rice Krispies.
Ooh.
That's what they were like. They looked the size of a Cocoa Pop. They were like that, loads of them. But when I first opened it, I thought it was flies because they were black. So it looked like they were. But upon close inspection, it was just pupas. Anyway, got rid of them. Then threw them in the bin. The flies just kept appearing. So I did have to go around and have that, like, get the t-shirt, whatever, and kill it. Yep. So bad. Anyway, then...
Yeah, I'll do it. It's fine.
Then I'd leave the house and come back or something. And there'd be more. And they'd just appear. And they'd come out anywhere.
Your like, windows are closed.
Yeah, I don't understand. Where
you got a vent in your apartment?
There was a vent, yeah. I was like, I don't know where they're coming from. It felt so itchy all the time. Like, they were literally just everywhere. So I was like, right, how the fuck do I get rid of them once and for all? So I put up on Instagram. And someone said a fly spray. Fly killer spray. So I kept... Anyway, but in this space, I had to keep getting rid of... Every time I came out of my room, there'd be five more. No sign of where they're coming from. No idea. They come out of like the randomest little places and they were like proper smart flies. Like, I don't know why. They were just really, all they've ever known is my apartment. So
they really had it in.
They know my apartment like the back of their hand. They've never known the outside world. So got the fly spray. And then before I went to London for a shoot, I just went, sprayed the whole apartment. You can't, not much breathe in, so you have to leave. So I was leaving anyway, so grand. Sprayed the whole thing. Got little fly stickers as well. Actually, I need to pay that man because I had no cash. And he was like, just pay me when you get back. I was like, I'm on holidays next 2 weeks. He's like, just when you get back.
Aww.
No, I need to go into him. It's like €4, but I have to go. Then came back from the shoot and they were all gone.
Oh, yay.
Thank God. I don't know. Like, that fly spray must have, I don't know. That was the main thing. I was like, I don't like know where they're, like, they could be anywhere. I felt so sick. I had to scrub the whole house.
Yeah, and did you check in all the cupboards and all? Like,
every single thing.
What the heck?
It must have been that maybe they had like little vent eggs or something still there somewhere.
Hidden somewhere, like, no, I don't like the thought of that now. Poopas.
If I had left it one more day, the poopas would have been, I would have opened that bin and I would have got attacked by a swarm of flies.
Literally, they would have just came pelting out at you.
No.
I never knew.
I'm not even squeamish, but
maggots run into them.
Yeah, I know. So a fly must have got in the first place to be able to hatch an egg. But how they hatch so long?
Do flies have sex?
Yeah. Never see them when they're rubbing their hands together. They're getting sick. They're getting sick.
Rubbing their hands together?
I've never seen
Are
them.
You're thinking of a little animated fly.
Have
like
you not
this?
Seen them do that?
No. You've seen a fly rub their hands together.
Tell me you have not seen that.
Charlene, shut the fuck
Tell
up.
Tell me. Hands up who's seen them doing that.
Yeah. You They do like this. They rub their hands.
Yeah, that's how they get sick. That's them getting sick on your food if they're or on whatever they're on. If they're like this, they're getting sick.
Just an evil bastard.
I swear. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not like, even yeah. Like
that's what they look like. They're like they're making a master plan.
Mr. Burns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're literally like that. But anyway, they're gone now. But the second thing I have to update you on is my master Botox.
Oh, yes.
So I got Botox in my master jaw because I have really strong master muscles. I'll clench my jaw when I'm when I'm anxious. So when I'm in bed at night thinking about death, I'm like... Yeah. Or if I'm at night anywhere, I would clench my teeth. So I would get a little bit of pain. It wasn't that bad, to be honest. Mainly, it was for the clenching and then for... It obviously slimmed your face. So obviously, I'm going to get that. So I got injected on both sides. So last time I got it done, my smile was a little bit frozen, but it wasn't that noticeable. It wasn't for long.
Yeah.
So I was like, right, I'm going to a different place this time. Should be fine. And I'd asked, like, is it going to happen again? She's like, no, definitely not. Like, I was like, grand, trust. And then went in and 2 weeks, literally bang on 2 weeks on the dot, which is when Botox was fully set in. That's when I noticed my smile was crooked. So that's my face now. It's kind of still
there. It's coming back now.
It's coming back a little bit, but it looks like I'm like, in pain a little bit and fake smiling. So it's this side in particular is bad, but I think as well it's up here's fault as well because my cheeks maybe can't raise enough.
Okay,
but it's so sad because I really have slim my face. Where? But it's not worth it, girl. It's not worth it.
How long will it take to wear off?
Same as any Botox.
Oh Jesus!
But it's mad. I've been obviously Botox relaxes your muscles. That's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been chewing. Apparently, if you chew loads of gum, it will come. Your muscle will come back stronger because it's obviously like working your muscles. So I've been chewing all my food. I usually chew on the right side. I've been chewing on the left. But it's mad how tired this jaw gets so quickly.
Really?
Because it's first of all, I never chew on that side ever, and also the muscles are relaxed. There's nothing there to support it really.
Do you ever see that machine that you can get?
No.
It's. I think it could have been like. Could be fake, like just a slagging machine or whatever. AI. But it was this chin like thing. So you put your chin on this yoke and it's connected down to a thing that like sits on your chest and there's just a spring in it. So you just do it.
What's it meant to do?
Strengthen your jaw.
Strengthen your jaw. Yeah. Probably give you a good jawline.
It would. I'd say it would.
Mm.
Need, literally.
Yeah. No, my jaw... My double chin's still kind of bad, but I feel like I'll always have that. I've tried so much stuff for that, it doesn't work.
You haven't got a double chin at all.
I do when I talk sometimes.
Absolutely not.
I do. I'll have it on this podcast when I watch it back now. Just to be there. It's just a little pocket of, I don't even think it's fat, I think it's just skin.
I think it's beautiful and you're perfect and that's all that matters.
But I'm not doing anything else to myself now. That's.
Is that you tapped out now?
Yeah. Well, I still get Botox on my forehead, but like, no.
Yeah.
It's just not worth, like, I actually cried for like, well, I cried for like an hour. Sounds real shallow, but like when it's your face.
And no, that's,
and I smile so much and I feel like I couldn't express myself. I had to keep hiding my smile.
Aww.
It was like I was really conscious of my teeth. I had to keep like if someone made me laugh, like.
Yeah. Like what did you do doing?
Just reel it back in. But I was so conscious then every time I talked to everyone, like, but it's still bad now. I'm still doing a bit of this. So he's not making a weird face.
It's not. It's not at all.
It needs to just fuck off now. So you need to keep chewing. But yeah, I'd love if it didn't do that because I really like the effect of it otherwise.
Mm.
Haven't been clenching. Face is looking skinny. Skinnier than it was, but yeah. Nothing's worth that.
Taking away your smile.
Yeah.
It's like you're ripped of something from you. Like,
I know.
So, done with master Botox?
Yeah.
Never getting it again?
Yeah. Unless someone can
promise
me €1 million if it was to happen, then it'd be worth it. But thank God it is not permanent.
Mm.
But I think it's maybe be like, okay, I need to not do things on. Maybe I should have like, I don't know what I could have done better.
But that's not your fault. You're not in.
No, I know. Like, yeah. But just do your research and, because it can be a matter of a lot of things of why it goes wrong. But yeah, that's. The Botox. It's happened to Olivia Neal as well and Brooke Schofield.
Has it?
So all the podcasters.
Maybe it's a thing they want to just sabotage the podcasters.
Maybe, yeah.
So they can't smile on the podcast anymore.
Imagine. No, I don't know.
Scary.
Scary, but it'll be gone.
It will.
It's been really, tough. No, it's been fine. It's just my face at the end of the day.
Nothing major.
Nothing major.
Nothing major at all.
But yeah, that's coming back. Hopefully, I feel like it's coming back slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
And like normal Botox, it
when you
off.
Showed it to me a while ago, now
it was bad.
Yeah,
especially because like now when I smile, because I can't smile enough, my lip doesn't curl underneath.
Your middle lip, like?
No, the whole lip.
Okay.
So it makes my lips look so much bigger.
Oh.
Do you get? No, not in a good way. Well, I like when I smile to look like I'm actually, like, my lip.
Smiling.
I like when it curls up a little bit underneath.
Yeah.
Like a little. Because I got a lip flip before. I didn't really love that.
Never got one.
Mm. It just means your lip never curls under at all.
Why would you get that? Just get filler.
It's good if you don't want to get filler, though. But also, it doesn't last long. It looks more natural. Because it's just your own lip, really.
Oh.
I've seen it. It's gorgeous on some people's face. Really? My trainer has it, yeah. But on myself, not so much.
No, no.
Love it. I loved the filler more. I haven't had lip filler in ages.
I haven't had lip filler in about 2 years. Swear to God.
Were you meant to get it recently?
Yeah, I keep saying I'm going back to getting it and I never do.
In and all. No, we need to get for laser tattoo removal.
We do need to get tattoo removal.
Badly.
Yeah, I'm at a time in my life now where I'm like, okay.
Will we go and just do it? I've heard it's meant to be really fucking sore.
Oh.
Aaron, my...
See, I'm like, will I just get
nail tech went. Really? That's yeah. What you said to me. I'm like, but then I have a bigger problem. That I don't really
No, because you can get it covered with something you like.
Okay, but what would you realistically get? You'd have to get it shaded in because how can you cover writing?
No, the way they cover it, like, I used to think that covering tattoos was like you literally had to
get a black dot over it.
Blacked out over it, yeah.
Do you know?
No, the way that they cover them is a bit mad, like they incorporate it into something else so you don't really see it as much.
Oh.
Well, mine's a sun and a word, so.
I just want to have blank arms.
I do think about my wedding and think about, like, do I want to see all them? A lot of mine
you can
hidden,
get like, you can get really good airbrush makeup to cover it.
My dress will be destroyed, girl.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's different on your back or something if you have one.
I've seen a lot of people go and get a lot of their tattoos removed and just been like, I just want to be a blank sheet.
I don't mind. I love my little red ones. I have a little.
They're adorable.
Lightning bolt, cherry, the ants one. That'll probably have to go at some point.
But
I also think it's a nice memory.
Yeah,
it's also so fucking random. I have an ant on my wrist, like. I got it in Ibiza.
Maybe that's why the flies keep coming back to you. They think you're
one of them.
Queen mother ant.
So I got it in Ibiza, right? And I was at ants in a hotel room. Some guy doing them. I think it was like official though. I don't think it was some random man.
Doubt that.
Not sure. It's never happened since, so I'm not sure. But then the next morning I had the fear over. I text Weave. I was like, is it really bad? Like, it's fine, isn't it? And she's like, no, it's really bad. I was like, please. She's making me feel worse.
You just wanted her to say, no,
say,
it
so
is.
Nice.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I was like, no, but I'll be honest. Like, for some reason, I thought that would be a really good place to hide a tattoo. Like, I wouldn't see it. I see it every day in my life.
Well, like,
then I started looking up. Yeah, I don't think, because I'm always wearing bracelets and all.
You can cover that with your watch. And
but then I was like, looking up meanings of ants and all to try find some meaning of it.
And is there one?
Yeah, there is.
Can't.
Teamwork or something.
Ah, jeez.
Now, let me see. Meaning. I feel like I've done that on the podcast before.
Meaning of your aunt tattoo.
Meaning of an aunt. Spiritually. Ants are a symbol of cooperation, strategy, hard work, change, resourcefulness and balance.
It's the biggest load of bullshit
if anyone
I've ever heard
me
in my word.
I'd rather say I got it in a beat.
Yeah. You're right. Beat the story in a hotel room
is much
way better.
Yeah.
That. Way better.
And then I just want to get that removed because I just don't want that on my arms.
No.
No. I got it on a whim. I was going through a rough time and I was like, I want, I don't know, change something. I need to change my hair.
I need to do some of mine. Megan actually only commented on my things tomorrow saying brown staying forever.
Megan does.
Yeah.
I think Megan's surprising me for this summer.
When?
Everyone I just do.
When?
Oh, when? I think she'll be here for longitude.
Shut up. This weekend.
I keep saying that, but I don't, then I have conflicting opinions, right? Because she's going to Bali in July.
She is.
So she could be going home and then going back to Bali on the way home. That would kind of make sense why she's going, because you're getting two trips in one, kind of. Because okay. You could stop there anyway. And then Kira said something the other day about Megan coming home. But the way I caught it was like, it sounded like she'd just slipped up.
Oh.
But I'm a bit like, don't really catch on things straight away sometimes. So I'm not sure, if I can't remember exactly what it was, but I remember being like, but I didn't question her on it. I was like, oh, I'd hate, like, I wouldn't say it, but like, I don't know if she's going to. But I'd love her to come out. And then she keeps posting about missing everyone and all.
Yeah.
And then, but then yesterday she was crying because she wished she was coming home instead of coming home for Christmas.
That could be a.
That's what I said. Like, that's what Reva said. She definitely put on an episode of Marley, or the Marley Me film and done that. But yeah. Maybe.
Oh, your brain's going to go to overdrive.
I'm literally going to be at every corner like this.
Yeah, waiting on Megan.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like Megan, like, she hasn't been in the country in like nearly 2 years.
Is it two now?
Yeah, well, 1 year and a half. I think seeing Megan in like Real Dublin life. Will be so weird. Like, I hope she comes home. I'm praying. But she did. She was crying about not coming home. That would be a really big decoy. And she shared my post about singing along to, and she was like,
wish I was there.
Wish I was there.
Mm. Are you going to be there?
But I think even when you have an inkling or like you think, you know, she promised to me that on someone's grave that she's not coming home.
Oh, well then.
Also, if you break the promise, they're already dead. Do people usually swear in graves? Maybe she made that one up too.
Yeah, I always do, and I always do this with my fingers, but I don't know why I do.
I would swear on someone's life. Maybe that's why she said it, because you can't really swear in a grave. Because
swear in their grave.
Or what's going to happen if you don't?
Swear in their life.
If you swear in someone's life, then it could be like they could
die.
Theoretically, you could die. No, not actually, but like...
Where do we come up with all this shit? Like, I still won't walk on 4 drains.
I will.
I won't.
We can just walk back over them.
Absolutely,
if you need.
No. I would wait on one side of the 4 drains.
Just in case.
Yeah, like, I'd let everybody pass me, and then when it's free, I will go. I will not do it. And every magpie I see, I'll salute. Song, though.
Song?
Yeah.
Well, one full of sorrow. Yeah.
Watch me in the car. One full of sorrow, two full of joy.
Three for a girl and
four. People are like, this is a song?
Or yeah. Cats going across the road and all.
Hey, cats.
What about the superstition of new shoes?
Sorry, Benny.
Oh, Benny's alive. Simba's dead.
Definitely dead.
Well, I feel like I never closure, so I feel like I never was able to be sad about it. Because we don't really know. Do you know what I mean?
He was a bit of a wanderer anyway.
I know, he hated us. He only hated us when we got the other cat, though.
He felt replaced.
And they didn't get on one bit. Simba, yeah. Basically, there was a black cat found in the locality, but we don't know it was him, and we went to check. It wasn't there.
Ooh.
I know.
Did someone come and pick up the
cat? No, I think it was a fox or something. That's what I asked as well.
But like all the dead animals on the M50 and all, where do they go?
True, actually.
Now, surely someone comes. And what do you do? Scoop them up? Where do you put them? I don't like this.
I don't know. There's not like a special bit, I think. I don't know.
Very morbid today, guys.
A bird landed on my balcony.
And exploded.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I think...
It's like the bird out of Shrek.
No, that's exactly it. Feathers everywhere.
Yeah. And just exploded.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's definitely terrible. This week, though, we were talking the other day about solo dates and going on them and our feelings around them. How do you feel now?
Now, right as rain. Now, Yeah.
Because you went on them in New York.
I did. Went on solo dates. I'm just thinking, like, it's time to grow up, Ellie.
Yeah.
No one really cares about you that much. Like,
yeah.
Just my new way of living through life now is just, no one actually cares about you that much in the best way possible. You are not that important, and you taught me that spotlight thing, and I've really honed in on that.
So good.
I like that one.
So good.
No one's actually going to be looking at you in a restaurant on your own thinking, what the fuck is wrong
with
you?
And if someone's sitting there the whole time thinking about you, then they need to get life.
Yeah.
Think about it the wrong
way. Says more about them than it does you.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Yeah.
That's giving stalker.
No, love. I need to start doing more of them.
Is there any solo date that you wouldn't go on?
The gym.
Solo date.
I've still never been into that gym. I joined that gym and I've never gone to it once. I'm just paying for fucking what?
That was like me.
What am I paying for?
No, I had all attendance to go, but they gave me a form to fill out and I just couldn't fathom doing it, so I never went back.
No, I just have never gone. I've never gone. I went once with Quiva. In May. We're nearly in July.
It just gives you anxiety.
It's just not a welcoming place, I don't think.
Really?
No, I just don't get, like...
I liked mine, but...
I don't think I like this
one.
It was
the form.
No, maybe that's my problem. I don't like this one. Like, there's other branches of it around, so maybe I should go to that.
Maybe it's because you don't know it yet, though, because it's all unfamiliar.
Yeah, but maybe... But then I'm also, on the other hand, I'm also thinking to myself, just fucking go and grow up and just...
Yeah.
The first time doing it is going to be the worst time doing it. Like, I'm just scared to go in
and
use,
like... I'd say once you get there, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
It's just the go. I find, like, getting somewhere, that's my hard part.
No, I don't mind getting there. It's like actually doing something. Yeah.
No, mine's actually deciding to fill out a form.
I'm just scared to go in using like a squat rack and all. After I looked at me like, oh, what's she doing?
I can't squat.
Love a good squat.
I do rack. Like squatting. Yeah. I hate squatting.
I like.
No, why would someone think that?
I don't know. I'm just a weirdo.
No.
I don't know. I need to just do it because what am I paying for then?
Yeah, I know.
Literally, what am I paying for?
I quit and all. I had to.
It's stupid.
I stopped my membership because I couldn't fill out a form.
But you know what? It's stupid shit that's coming into my head. So like the locker room, right? In a gym. Do you bring your own lock? Is there locks on it? You're meant to bring a lock.
Well, depends actually. Some of them have their like number locks. See? I think most of them have.
These are the weird things that run through my head before I go somewhere. I'm like, oh fuck me, what do I do? Where do I put my stuff? Okay, and then I go, right, just don't bring stuff.
And
like,
then you
just
have to ask people.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, but I want to shower there. And then I'm like, do I bring my own towel if I'm showering there? Yeah, do I bring my own stuff?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
See? But
I feel like you have to go with your whole kitchen sink when you shower though. Okay, you need to bring your moisturiser, your shampoo.
Just go home.
Yeah, just go home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't really love showering. I like if I'm doing the sauna and all because then you feel cosy getting to bed.
That's another thing. The sauna and the jacuzzi and all. There's people in there just talking and all. I don't really want to go in and just interrupt their conversation. Do you just get into the jacuzzi beside someone and sit there?
I wouldn't.
Hi.
Yeah, actually, I've never done the jacuzzi.
Oh, see, you know what I mean? My brain.
Yeah, I like. I think I wouldn't do the jacuzzi unless I was with someone else.
Maybe I need to just go with someone again. And also because there's separate, like, men and women jacuzzi parts and sauna parts and all.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Well, not
in my one.
Oh.
Mm.
No.
Could have gone with Mr. Man.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, nice, though,
that's just, that's nearly less intimidating than it's girls.
Kind of, yeah. But I need to just get over myself. So that's a new solo date that I need to bring myself on.
Jim.
I'll, yeah, fill you in on how that goes.
I'd like to go to the cinema myself.
I hate the cinema.
Really? Oh, you don't like it, yeah?
Waste of time. I think I would
like, but also I like confirm with someone about the film. I don't like.
Yeah, like, you'd confirm with the people in front of you. I know you would.
I would.
You would.
I just think.
Yeah. Oh my God, you'd be tipping people on the shoulder sitting in front of you. Did you see that?
Do you know the ending? Yeah. I know, because I do.
I Googled it before I got here. Do you want to know what
happened? At least you have to Google the ending.
I know you do. Like, I'll never ever.
Were you there at Saltburn when I had to go? I had to know the ending. I was just too impatient. Just tell me.
Just tell me though.
I only watch it with. I'm not even like making this up. I only watch Hannah Montana at the moment on Disney Channel.
Why?
Because I just know it's very. Actually, Anna Kardashian's very confident. I know what's going to happen. My brain doesn't have to think about anything. I just watch it again and again.
Really?
Yeah. I can't watch that now. Actually, what I recently watched that was good. The cheerleader documentary on Netflix. Okay. Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Oh, I like them.
Have you? Yeah, watch it.
Mm, is it good?
Fuck me. They give it.
Very hard.
If I was one of them, I literally would.
No. They'd be calling me all sorts of names. Imagine me standing in front of them.
No, honestly, they would. And they probably out. Shamed them.
Out, yeah.
One of them was like, you look like you've had a few too many burgers on. Yeah.
Your oh,
one
no.
She was literally a size 4.
No, I couldn't.
Size 4. Like, I was like, what? And then I was watching Devil Wears Prada, actually, on the plane with Dano. And your one was a size, American size 6, which is an Irish size 10.
Okay.
And they were calling her fat and all the whole time. I was like, well, that size.
I'm fucked then.
But that was like back, obviously you used to be working in fashion magazines and all, they're harsher there anyway, but like that was a good few years ago now, but like that was the mindset then. Like, and remember like people were saying on like fronts of magazines, calling people like plus size and stuff, who literally were like size 8 and stuff, mad. Yeah. The tabloids used to be so brutal.
Everyone needs to grow up.
Brutal.
I'm not able.
What do you think was the shift in like you wanting to do or being able to do a solo day?
Because I don't think I should suffer for not being able to do something if I don't have someone to do it with. Do you know what I mean? Is that good? Are you proud of me? We're making moves on this podcast, guys. What's going on in the last 3 weeks? So much has happened, Jesus Christ. Yeah. If I want to go do something, do it.
Yeah.
I don't need someone to hold your hand all the time. I don't need to be babied anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm a big girl now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Would you go like...
Love going for a coffee on my own.
I love going shopping on my own.
Oh, I hate shopping anyway.
Yeah. No, I don't love shopping in person.
I have to put earphones in.
Really?
Yeah.
I just like... Because I know what I'm going to get usually, so I just zip in. And no one's like, oh, this is nice.
No, I like... Dawdling around a shopping centre with someone.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, dawdling. Now, Queeva takes dawdling to a whole new level.
Every store, like.
I have to put my arm under, I put my hand under her armpit and like walk her through.
That's like trying to with me.
Yeah. I'm like, come on, come on, come on.
He said he's going to get me a lead.
No, seriously.
Keeping it straight in
the mouth. She dawdles. Really? Walking like that. Looking at everything she can see all around her and all. I'm like, Queeva, come on.
Is that not said to me? He's like, why do you always touch everything? Do you do that in shops? Really, it's a girl thing to be like.
Well, if I was going to buy something, I'd have to touch it.
No, but if I'm I'd just be walking around like,
just touching everything. If I'm interested in it, I'll touch it. You're not going to want something that you don't like the sensory feeling of. Like,
I just like touching everything, though. Just, I don't know.
I like touching plants when you don't know.
I'll touch things that I know I'm not going to buy. Like,
what? Remember not we
just
were
to contaminate it, but I just need to. I don't know.
Remember we were talking about it before about we saw it on TikTok, I think, and it was like you'd know what it feels to lick that wall. Isn't that so weird?
Yeah, every surface you could.
Yeah, I know what it feels like. I lick that, and I'm feeling sick.
I wouldn't mind that much. Ooh. As long as there's no hair fibers on my toe.
No, do you know what my sister and brother used to do to me when I was younger? My mom used to drive this little silver Fiesta, right? I still remember. It's a little silver Fiesta, and it had green chewing gum squashed into the seat of it because Jack Kelly used to always eat chewing gum, and it was imprinted in the seat. Maybe it was the Fiesta. I'm nearly sure it was the Fiesta. I hate the sound of like nails and fabric. Don't even do it. It makes me sick. But especially
this fabric, like,
do you know what comes into my head? A bus. The Dublin bus seats.
Oh, they're a different gravy.
The Dublin bus seats.
I
don't know what.
No, it's only when you brush them backwards.
Mm-mm.
Do you know what I mean?
But Queebit and Jack used to know I hate that sound. And they'd get into the car and they'd scratch all
the gravy.
I remember when I was younger and my mat, I nearly think it was the Fiesta. This Fiesta has been through a lot. God love it. We crashed actually in Brits Bay in this.
Oh.
It wasn't really good. My mum always used to tell me there was a tap in the car, and the holy water you get out of the tap. I never opened the glove box in my life because she told me it was a tap of holy water in it. And I remember saying this to Queeve, and Queeve was like, I don't remember this. I don't know. She used to tell me there was a tap of water in the car and it was holy water or something. I don't know. But I remember being in this car.
It just pour over.
Yeah. I don't know. I remember being in this car, sitting in the back on my booster seat. Remember booster seat?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Being in your booster seat. Oh, I don't know why I did this. And I'd have a headache, right? So I'd be sitting in the back of my mum's car. And if I got a headache or if I felt like sick or something, I'd do this.
Anyone listen, Ellie's smacking her head off the couch.
I don't think the seats in the back had a headrest. Like, think of a really old car.
I remember
like,
my mom had a Toyota, a really old one.
I don't think they had headrest.
No, they didn't.
It was just like flat. See, yeah.
Really dangerous thinking back. Actually.
But if I had a headache or maybe if I was tired or something, I used to just bang my head off.
Off the back window, basically. Like, oh my God.
How did I do that?
As if it's not going to make it work.
Yeah. I thought it would go away then.
Did it ever go away?
No, probably made it 10 times worse. What's wrong with me? Like, what?
Mom,
like,
stop it. Some brain issues.
Probably. Definitely. Yeah. I have a vivid memory of doing that.
I remember them seats now that you say it as well, the flat ones. I used to lick my dog's leads. Did you ever tell you that?
Yeah, it was a very weird chair.
I said it on the podcast, didn't I?
Yeah, but remind me again. It was because it was salty or
it
something?
It was salty. It was like a... Oh my God, I'm actually so weird. So quirky.
Oh my God.
No, but my dog had this. Cougar. I don't know how I found out that it was salty though. Why would I look at it? Anyway, it was my dog's brown leather leads. And I used to go down to the... my mum listens to the podcast. I don't know if I've ever told her. To the coat closet at the front of the door and just lick it every so often. Let's go back up to my room. See what happened.
Just like, I have a craving for something. My dog's lead.
It makes sense because I put salt on everything.
So you just walk downstairs.
A few
little licks and just, I'm satisfied now.
So unhygienic. My dog was on that lead.
Oh.
What was his name again?
Molly.
Oh, girl, Molly.
Yeah.
Was she cute?
So cute.
Was she a Westie? She was a mix between a collie and a Jack Russell. She was like medium sized. She was so gentle. Like,
what is she?
Her name was Candy when they first got her. So they got her and then my sister was they found out they were having my sister then a few months later, a couple of months. They had a puppy and a newborn. Basically.
Holy God.
Yeah.
Fair play to them.
I know.
She's so heavy. I can't imagine you with a dog.
I'll get one when I...
Will you?
Time's right.
What'll you get? I can see you with a little tiny little Yorkie or something. You're like Paris Hilton.
I just think they're a lot small. A little, I need a saucy dog. When I met Saucy, Emma's dog,
yeah,
me and Dana were actually besotted with her. Like, we minded her a couple of nights.
She's so small.
She is so cute. And she'd just be so, like, she'd be in between. She literally was like our child, like, for a few days. She'd be in the bed with us. And I'd be literally hanging onto the corner because Saucy's fucking as small as she is, like, sideways.
She's long. Yeah.
And I literally was like, it's fine. And she'd, like, wake up in the night and cuddle back up against you. Like, she's the best dog I've ever met in my whole life. Whatever.
Aww.
I love her.
So see.
Because other people's dogs scare me sometimes.
Yeah, Bobby. You hate Bobby so much.
No, I don't. I love Bobby.
You hate Bobby.
I love him from afar.
You can admit it, you hate him.
I love him.
I have to barricade Charlie in into the house with the chairs so Bobby doesn't go near.
He loves me.
He's obsessed.
I love him if he wasn't jumping at me. I love him when I can see him.
Just through the window.
Yeah.
He's cute then. He's humongous.
So tall.
So big.
Oh, Saucy's just so.
Saucy's just so small.
And when we mind her, she was even smaller. She was like that. She'd get lost nearly
in the bed.
Banana, yeah. I'd be afraid. I nearly wouldn't sleep back because I'd be afraid of squishing her.
Yeah.
Because she was so small, but she's fine.
Yeah, solo dates. Back to where.
Yeah, how did that even?
If someone wants to go on a solo date, what do you think would be an easy icebreaker into the solo date world?
A coffee, because you can actually get one, sit down. If you get it in a takeaway cup, you can just up and leave.
If you
feel uncomfortable or something.
Yeah.
But then you could challenge yourself to get a cup for there, ceramic cup, so then you can't leave, which is good too.
Yeah, you're kind of testing yourself.
Yeah, because you might just be like, oh, I'll just leave me.
I think a coffee shop as well is a good tester that you can read the room as soon as you walk into it. You get that kind of vibe as soon as you go into whatever coffee shop place you're going to.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't it?
There's a lot of people there by themselves anyway.
Yeah.
Doing work and if you feel more comfortable, getting your laptop out and just pretend you're doing something.
Just watch YouTube.
Yeah.
It is that kind of place that you can do that.
Yeah, and just find somewhere that you like to sit.
Mm.
And then next level, you could do go shopping by yourself.
Lunch. Sitting down ordering
breakfast for yourself.
Because there's a difference of going up to a counter, ordering a coffee and sitting down with your coffee. And then there's the difference of someone coming over, a waiter, and you.
Yeah. Or when you walk in, you're like, table for one.
Yeah.
I always feel a bit sad myself, but I never think of
No, I think we need to start looking at it
No, I know it's not, but I just feel when I say for one, even though I've literally chosen myself to be there by myself, but.
That's probably what majority of people are doing. Choosing to be there by themselves, but still if I see someone sitting on their own, I'm go over and be friends with them. No. Will you go over and talk
to
them?
When it's an old person.
Oh, see if it's an old person.
I can.
No.
The TikToks.
Scream and cry.
So cute.
Probably want to be there.
Yeah.
They're probably getting away and it's their time to spend by themselves and they're enjoying themselves so much and we're all in the background
Their wife is probably across the road in a different cafe by herself.
They probably need their alone time everybody would and we're all there sobbing.
Crying,
here.
But I think it's really healthy to go on solo dates.
You need to, yeah. I know people that have gone on solo holidays.
I would love to challenge myself to that.
I've never done it.
We need to do a challenge this week.
What are we going to do? So between now and the next episode?
Yes.
Let's challenge each other to do a solo date.
Any solo date?
Yeah, it can be anything.
Okay.
I want you to go for lunch on your own.
Okay.
Somewhere you've never been before. Because I know you've gone for lunch on your own, yeah.
I like going to new places.
Well.
I know what I like.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I had the nicest sprout the other day. And I need to get it today
get the one thing out, sprout.
What'd you get?
That.
The chicken satay.
Chicken satay.
No, there's nicer. Kale.
Is there nicer?
Kale Caesar salad with apples and hot sauce.
Oh, wow.
Apple in a salad is a...
That sounds fancy.
I've been making salads at home. I realise I really like salads lately.
Yeah, I wish I did because I weighed myself the other day and I burst into tears and Mr. Man was like, oh my God, are you okay? And I'm like, no.
In Galway?
No, at home. Oh. In my house. Wasn't good. Me, Quiva and Mr. Man all weighed ourselves.
Oh, no.
Guess who was nearly the heaviest?
No,
I wasn't. I was in the middle though.
No,
Quiva the little bitch got on after me. I was like, "Oh, fuck off, Quiva!" Yeah,
she just wouldn't put on.
Oh, she doesn't. I don't know where it happened.
Extremely unfair.
But yeah, I need to start. Maybe my solo date needs to be the gym then.
I'll challenge you to go to the gym.
Menti H and body.
And at least two. I think once you go now, the one time you'll go again. It's just getting used to somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So you go on your solo date somewhere you've never been before and I will find out if you've been there before. I will find out.
Okay.
I want you to go somewhere you've never been.
Does it need to be in town?
No. You can drive yourself there.
Or at the cinema. I'd rather go, Tana. Imagine, I was like, because we're gonna put up on the Homework page what we do, but on Instagram it's Homework Pod. But imagine Dana was actually behind the camera and I'm like, look guys, I'm just on a solo date. It's going so well.
No, there's clips of you from the back camera. And I'm how'd you get them? Oh, I just asked a stranger.
Asked the waiter.
I think cinema's too easy for you.
Yeah. I've never had a problem with going anywhere alone.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really young. I went on it wasn't solo holiday, but I did an exchange with a German girl when I was 16. Flew by myself. stayed in her house for a month, like, went to school. I feel like that's why I'm like, and then when I was there, if I wasn't in the class that they were in, so like they didn't like Latin and stuff, some class I wouldn't have to go to, and I would just walk around Germany, like. And then I was in school, my school was beside Dundrum, so I went to the shopping centre, just shopped, and all. Didn't have any money, but like,
just walked around.
Yeah. So I feel like I've just always liked being.
I like my own company at home. Like, I love being at home.
I think I like it better out.
No. I love it at home, but when I'm out, like, I feel like I kind of nearly always have someone to be with. But then I love driving on my own too, so I
yeah.
Right, so your day is you have to go to a restaurant by yourself.
Okay.
One you've never been to before. It can be lunch or dinner.
Okay.
And mine would be to go to Scary Gym.
Oh, dinner is scary, actually.
Oh, go for dinner.
No, it's not. But I don't... But, like, Dano's home. I can't
yeah, Dano's home. You can't really be like, bye, Dano.
No, I know. That's what I mean.
Well, okay. If he's golfing or something one day, go for lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Lunch or dinner or breakfast?
Yeah.
Why not breakfast? Why you say just lunch or dinner?
Because I'm a lazy bitch and I probably wouldn't be up for
breakfast. Okay, I'll do... Okay, breakfast, lunch or dinner.
Yeah. Whatever one. And I'll go to the gym.
Okay. We'll document it. Keep an eye on the page.
We'll keep you updated, okay?
But I think, like I said, it's just about going... Just doing it and, like... Knowing that no one's actually thinking about what you're doing or like why is she here by herself, like, and like even if someone, like we said, you feel bad for old people, like if someone does feel sorry for you, like that's also not the end of the world.
No,
but they're not going to realistically.
What are they gonna do?
No, but I would like to go on a solo holiday.
I'd love to.
That would be nice.
Maybe we could start small and like do like a solo country getaway. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
start like baby steps. You don't have to throw yourself.
No, I'd rather go on a flight, but just for a day. Like, say, you don't even stay there. Maybe you go in the morning and come back that night, like London or something. That's a solo trip.
Would you?
Yeah. I would do that. Love London. But then I'm like, I always know people in London, so I'm like...
You'll find someone, yeah.
Yeah, I can't just not
meet. No, it has to be somewhere you've never been before.
Or don't know anyone. Oh, no, I don't think somewhere never been, but somewhere where I can't meet up with anyone. Paddy.
Yeah.
Who's going to take my content?
You'd ask them.
No, they wouldn't be able to get the good hang. I could. Terrible.
Jeez.
Terrible. But yeah, I think not caring what people are thinking is obviously way harder said than done.
Yeah.
But just knowing that no one's thinking of you. Mm. Starting off small, coffee day.
Yep.
Turn it into lunch. If you want to do that, I feel like it's important for you to do it. If a solo day sounds in any way appealing to you, I think it's a really nice way to challenge yourself and put your comfort zone. And I think talking to people as well.
Yeah,
I think it makes you not feel as alone when you're out. Like if you're making conversation with the barista or whatever.
Yeah.
The way you're like, it just, it can kind of force you to make new connections or like to be more engaging with the person. Cause, you know, if you're ordering off a menu, like you might be proper chatting to them because you're with someone else. But like when it's just you and them, it's very much.
It's easier to have a normal conversation.
Have that conversation then. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So let us know. We challenge you as all to do a solo date this week. And send them in.
And let us know. Yeah. I wanna read out some solo dates that you did that you've been have been on your mind, you wanted to do it, you bit the bullet and you did it.
Is an appointment cheating? Like a solo? No, because everyone goes for a solo nail appointment, don't
they? Oh yeah, no.
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 What about
I'm trying to think.
Or maybe like a solo gym class or something that you're going to by yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's scary.
I'd shit myself down that.
That's kind of scary. Especially when everyone's been their age, isn't it? Scary. We always want to help you with some advice that you need, kind of the conversations you have in the bathrooms and nightclubs, the honest conversations, the real talk, and that's why this segment next is called Secrets from the Stalls. So because we took a break, we have fresh dilemmas. If you sent one in before, we haven't answered it yet, feel free to send it again. Our email address is homeordrink@goloudnow.com, and this is our first dilemma. Hi girls, I'm going through something as of recently that I need some advice on. My brother recently had a baby, first nephew for me and the grandchild for my parents. Aww. I've never experienced love like it until I saw his little face through FaceTime. The problem is my brother lives abroad and so do I. I can't help feeling like I'll never get that auntie-nephew relationship I always wanted. I know he'll visit home more now that he has a baby so my parents can spend time with him, but since I'm on the other side of the world, it's not so easy for me. I live in Canada and my boyfriend is Canadian. Our plan is to live here long term and have our own family here one day. His sister is also expecting a baby soon, but I can't help feeling resentment and jealousy towards my boyfriend knowing we're always going to be around his nephew and not mine. I don't want my nephew not to know who his auntie is and me not getting to see him grow up. My boyfriend is, as Charlene would say, an angel boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I don't want to feel this way towards him because I know it's not his fault. My nephew being born has really put into perspective how much I'll miss out on by being away from home for the future as our family gets bigger, but also how difficult it is to have a boyfriend that's not from Ireland too. It makes me realise that if one day we do decide to move to Ireland, he then will miss out on his nephew and family. That I hate that for him. I love him to death, but it's making me question everything. Will we both be truly happy at home if one of us is always going to be away from home? I guess I'm just looking for some advice on how to be okay with it all. Any advice you can give me for how to get past this? Love the podcast and thank you both so much.
Oh, that's a toughie.
That is really tough. Especially when you both are from the like different places.
My cousins are kind of like that. So my
Australia?
Yeah. My cousin, they got married in Ireland, but he has two kids who live in Australia.
Yeah.
But, I feel like also nowadays, though, FaceTime and stuff does make things so much easier to actually have a relationship with someone. And also, if your brother only had that baby, he's still only really, really tiny. He's not going to remember now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't, I know obviously you want to see him because he's new and all. But,
I know.
Is that really weird to say?
What, that he's...
He's still, he won't remember.
Yeah,
now,
true.
You know I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I've missed a lot of Rhea's life. But, because I think it's because I see her so regularly.
Yeah.
That's different. It's different when you live further away, but I can imagine that would be how it feels. But
it's her conundrum kind of who gets to be with her nephew?
Yeah.
Who gets to be with their family and who doesn't? How do you ever decide that? Does that even come up in a conversation? Is it just something that naturally happens and nobody really mentions it, but it's obviously playing on her mind now?
No. Do you think that boys have as strong a connection to babies as girls do? Do you think that boyfriend, he would think, I want to see my nephew grow up as much as she would say that about her nephew?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But I'm only saying that because girls are maternal and carry babies and
exactly yeah
they have their motherly instinct.
That's
not to say that men are bad dads
or that they don't care
I think there is a difference between a motherly instinct and
that bond
and
especially is it her sister that had a baby
her brother first nephew and first
grandchild. I think you will keep resenting it if you feel a certain type of way, if you feel like you're missing out on his life.
I think if you don't mention it to your boyfriend, you're going to end up resenting your boyfriend then.
Yeah.
If it's something that you're...
gets to be there for every step of the way.
If this is something that you're just going to bottle down and not mention to him or to anyone and just hope that it works itself out, I think you're going to do yourself a justice there.
I think so too.
I think it's a conversation that you need to have with your boyfriend and be like, okay, time is moving on. Families are growing bigger. Where do we go from here?
Yeah. And I think having that conversation with him, being like, do you see yourself ever living in Ireland?
Yes. Yeah. It's not a healthy, open conversation. At least then if he says yeah or no, whatever way he goes, you'll know an answer kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I think most people want to settle, people from Ireland love moving away, but I think we would love to all settle here. Yeah. The majority, I'd say.
Definitely.
Something about Ireland. It's a fucking shit place at times, but...
It's a shit place, but Jesus, I love being Irish. I really do.
So much.
I love it so much. Same. Think of him. I could cry now thinking of being Irish. What's wrong with us? I just love being a Paddy, Girl, I think we're going to live. Are we crying about being Irish? What the fuck is wrong with us?
I just want to wear a paddy cap for the rest of my life.
I just love being a patriotic bitch.
I know.
Think of St. Patrick's Day. The whole world celebrates that day of our teeny tiny little country. We're so lucky to be these lovely little leprechauns. Yeah, it's just such a beautiful thing.
And we're all really nice.
And they make shows about us and all and skits about being a little paddy.
We always think we say top of the morning, but we don't.
We never say that in our whole fat entire lives. We don't just eat potatoes, but we're such lovely people at times. Love being Irish. Everyone just move home.
We're not helping this girl. We're telling her to live there.
We're making it 10 times worse than here. We're crying about how much we love Ireland. Oh no.
I think if you feel that way though about moving home, I think that's something that you need to be like, right, do you ever see yourself coming home? You have to tell him your values of how important it is for you to see even not this just this nephew, but if you have other nieces and nephews in the future as well.
Because I think at the start of moving away, you don't really think of this time ever happening.
You don't.
And then when it does happen, you're like, oh fuck, this is a whole new thought that I need to process now.
100%. Yeah, the next generation. Because you obviously miss your current family, but then when someone's new, you want to spend as much time you can with them.
I think this is a conversation you need to have with boyfriend first.
Yeah.
See where his stance on it is then, and I think it might make your decision a little bit easier.
Yes.
Like, not easier, like, it's going to be hard, whatever way this works out, like, if he ends up saying no, come here.
It's also always the option of, like,
meeting halfway. No?
You can't really, where?
I'd tell my brother to meet halfway.
Oh.
Yeah.
To come, to move.
No, like, for a holiday or something.
Yeah, but if, I don't know what part of Canada's on, but you can't, there's no halfway.
To Canada?
Canada is right, well, if it's Toronto, it's right above New York, which is the very edge of America. And that's the next country to Ireland if you go this way, is America.
Oh, yeah, it's just a sea.
Meet you at the sea. Meet you halfway. Like,
they could go on a cruise. Yeah. Like. You know? Okay, I never thought of that.
I wonder, is it an option to, like, do the distance for a few months? If you're really missing help, then obviously you have your job and stuff. It's hard. You can't really just do it and then come back.
Like, is it a type of thing that you could ask your brother? Like, would you come over here for a holiday for a few weeks? My brother told me to piss off.
I don't think she's talking about seeing them short term, though. I think she wants to be, like, in their life for, like, I think she either wants to move to Ireland or no, she wants to stay in Canada or not.
Oh, mammy.
It's really hard. I think have the chat with him. I don't think it needs to be a big serious one. Just, like, do you ever see yourself moving to Ireland? Like, tell him how you feel. Like, don't be afraid to express yourself like that. It's upset you to think about, like, not being there when your nephew's growing up. It's really important for you. Like, if he is loving, like he obviously he is, he said he is, but, like, he'll understand that.
Yeah.
And he'll get that completely. Like, he's not going to be annoyed for that. So I think having that conversation with him, you'll probably feel a weight off yourself as well once you put it out there that you feel that way.
Yeah, it'll be a conversation that's brought up.
100%, yeah.
The next one we have then is, hi birds, long time listener, first time writer. Oh, we love you.
Love you.
I've never connected so much as what I did in your episode about body confidence. I feel very similar to what Ellie was saying about body changes at this age. I'm struggling with it. I have two children and my boobs are not as perky anymore. So my first question is, do your boobs stay lifted in a boob tube like tops after getting a boob job? I wear a maximized push-up bras and they kill my shoulders. Second question, any advice on how to reinvent my style to match my curvy shape? I don't want to throw away all my old clothes and the only thing I feel sexy in right now is black. Love you.
Ooh, love this question.
Girl, I love black too, but I think that comes from me being a makeup artist years ago.
Yeah, you always say that.
Yeah,
you're wearing black all the time.
But I love black.
Your boobs, black and colour. If you have, so with a boob job, they do stay.
Mine dropped.
Yeah, mine dropped too.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't need to wear a bra with boob tube top.
No, I don't wear bras at all.
No. I should maybe wear them. Remember. I feel like mine are dropping now.
See, when I wear my surgery bra at night, I see such a difference the next...
Really?
Yeah, like if I consistently wear it for a while, they feel better, like... Yeah.
Okay, I need to start doing that again.
Yeah, and I forget it every time I go away and all.
So good. Mm. I wear it all the time.
I always forget mine.
I don't even know think I have mine anymore. To buy a new one.
Remember we bought ones in America?
Yeah, actually. I have them.
They were mad.
Australia.
Was it Australia?
I think so.
They just had surgery bras in what shop was that?
Woolies or was it?
Or Coles or something.
Coles. Yeah. Or JC. No. Yeah, it was Coles.
Oh, what was?
They do stay where they're put, basically. They don't really have much. They're just perky, like, kind of, I would say.
Yeah. They mine are a bit heavier, but I can make them perkier.
Yeah.
If I want to.
So good. Yeah, mine, I like the way mine sit now, though, because I feel like I didn't like when they were first
on your
high
chest.
Up. Yeah. Because I want them to look a bit more. They don't look natural, but naturaler than they did. Second question, the advice on how to reinvent your style to match your curvy shape.
I'd love to do this. Every few months I get the urge to do this. Just like, oh, I'd
clear out your whole thing.
Yeah. Just start wearing loads of different clothes now.
I feel like for me, it happens when I'm like, I'm wearing something like, wait, I don't even like this anymore.
Really?
Do you have me?
Yeah. How do you know when something you were. Like, I put some things on me and I know straight away, by the way, Queeve at my mum and dad look at me. And I'm like,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what?
Like, they just, but I like that they're honest and be like, that's not nice on you. Yeah. And I could go in, change, put something else on and be like, much better.
Yeah.
But like, we did it last weekend going to the pub. I had this little, like, tennis dress on me. I was going to the pub with my mum and dad and all. And my mum was like, yeah, it's grand. Like you could wear it. Like, yeah. And then I put on these little, like, flowy trousers and this little backless top, and she was like, much wear.
Oh,
yeah, she likes things like,
yeah, balance itself out and stuff.
They do.
I think it's important to, whatever your shape, think about what you like about your body. If there's something you like, because I don't actually got styled for an outfit before, and she was like, what do you want to show in this, like, what is something you like about yourself? I was like, I like wearing shorts, actually. Think my legs are all right. Like, so focus on like what you like and what you'd want to show, maybe when shopping for clothes.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, makes sense.
Because, like, that means you're going to want to wear it. You're going to feel comfortable, especially for a big event or something. Like, if you... I don't really love my arms, so...
Yeah, I hate my arms.
When I'm... Then when I buy something sometimes, I used to buy stuff and I'd be like... I put it on, I'm like, wait, why did I buy this? I literally don't like this part of me. Like, it's showing this. Or, like, it's showing this and that. But now I'm, like, quite aware. I'm like, okay, it looks fab on that model.
Yeah.
She has the arms of a matchstick. Yeah. Lovely. But, like, I don't have that. So, like, then I'm better now at being aware of what I actually don't like on me.
Yeah.
And then it makes you feel better, because when you buy something that you know that doesn't suit at the time, you try it on and you feel shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it just takes that part out, which is nice.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deciding what you like about yourself.
What you like. And like, maybe
rather than focusing on what you don't like. Exactly. You only put yourself into a rut doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I think for, like, especially now that I've debuted, I have done a while now, but like, I know as well, because a lot of the models online will have like a very small chest.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of stuff will look unreal on that, but on me, it will look completely opposite. Yeah, it will look, not opposite, but like just different.
It won't do the same.
So I have to always remind myself when I'm shopping online. I love it, because I love shopping online. But like, now I'm going to remind myself, being like, okay, but take into consideration the boobs. Where are they going to go?
What's
that going to look like when that's up here and this is up here? Like, just little things like that. So I think it's the same when your body's changing, of like thinking, okay, that looks this way online, but what will it look like on me? Like, what will it highlight? Will I not like that material on me?
Mm.
Is that going to be see-through? Like, something for me, like, I might see cellulite or something. I'm like, that material, I knew that was going to do that, but I got it anyway.
Yeah.
But just being aware of like what you like on you, what body types and what makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
As well.
What you want to accentuate.
Yeah.
Well,
like. Or like maybe you're like a long skirt girl, short dress, long dress, like filter in online websites for all that.
Of the stuff you like.
Yeah. If you like a high neck, you can do a lot of necklines. Like, some necklines might be more flattering on you than others and stuff, but I think that's, without seeing you, I couldn't be like...
Decide, I think maybe trying to look up or follow like girls or TikTok girls or whatever,
similar
size, size to you or shape to you. Like, if you feel like you have changed, maybe start looking at girls who kind of mirror your body type instead of what we all used to look like when we were fucking 16. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
I still do, and I'm like, oh, here, why am I doing that? Like, no.
Yeah, and also not throwing away everything that you have. If something still fits, but you don't feel as comfortable in it, you can still modify that outfit.
Yeah, just
something different. Mm. Do you know what I mean? If it's the jeans that you don't love on yourself anymore, like, you might still wear them, but wear like a long top over top, or like a jacket and stuff. Like, it's something.
Change it up.
You don't need to just get rid of everything, your old self. Like, that I feel like is very drastic.
Yeah.
But love yous, and love hopefully you. That's a little bit of help.
Yeah.
So, phone a friend, we do a dilemma where we basically get advice from the listeners. So we have it on the Instagram page every week. It's Home or Drink Pod, and the listeners give advice to another listener who has a dilemma. So this week's phone a friend is, hi girls, I love the podcast. I've been to your live shows 3 times now.
Oh, you.
And I have a sad dilemma.
Oh no.
I'm 21. I feel like I have no friends. I'm just about to finish college and I've only made 2 good friends in the past 3 years, and they're through work. I've always felt very insecure, even since I was in primary school, about the fact I had no best friend. I had a really close friend for 4 years, and she was the closest thing to a best friend I ever had. Recently, though, she's been so distant, and it's like every time I push for more, she pulls away. It feels like the song Now That We Don't Talk by Taylor Swift, but a friendship version.
What's that like?
Oh, no, sorry, Now, I thought it was called We Don't Talk. Now That We Don't Talk. Yeah. Taylor Swift.
Is it about a relic?
Yeah. My dilemma is, I don't know how to make friends. I've just tried over the past few months to accept that maybe I'm different. I'm constantly getting such bad FOMO, and I lie awake at night sobbing, trying to not wake my boyfriend up, as he can't understand my feelings sometimes. I also am so sick of being the one to reach out to people. I can't remember a time where someone else organised to meet me. I'm finishing college and I feel like I'm going to have to move out of Dublin and go back home if I don't know there's any point being up here and feeling alone constantly. Since I don't see the friends I do have much, I constantly get homesick because my parents are so close. Parents and I are so close. Lots of love. And here are what the followers have been saying. My heart. That she's crying at night. Like, I can't. Okay. Oh, Bumble BFF. I met my amazing besties using this app.
Wow.
I forgot about that. Aw. My third class teacher told her class that if you can count your friends on two hands, they're not all your real friends. Stuck by me to this day, and I feel like it's the best advice I've ever been given.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Sometimes more is merrier. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Join a club. So many running clubs and walking groups at the moment. It's a great way to meet.
True. Yeah. More or less the same here. I've chosen to not give a fuck anymore. If people don't make an effort with you, then not meant to be in your life. Try your best and be as confident and positive as you can, and you will attract the same people.
That's so good. Yeah, I really feel like what you put out into the universe comes back to you.
Yeah.
I really do. Mm-hmm. And that goes the same for like being a horrible person and being bad and like...
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Karma has a great way of working, and like putting positive vibes out, you're going to get positive vibes back.
100%.
Being a bitch, you're going to get a bitch.
I used to feel like this as soon as I changed my environment and got out of my hometown. I found my gals.
Join a local club that you're interested in. Example, a book club, swim, tennis, etc. Local events are great to meet new and like-minded people. Mm. You're only 21 and so young. It will get better. It really will. You're still only a baby.
And also, if you like hiking, we had on our TV show, there was a group called Gals Gone Wild, mm-hmm. and they do hikes, different like sunrise swims and stuff as well, I think.
Do they, yeah.
Like real wholesome stuff, and they're all girls who didn't know each other to begin with, and like there's still new people every week.
Mm.
So
I feel like meditation and stuff is all a new thing now. Like, now I don't know if it'd be very up my... Actually, I did yoga and I beat it. Did I tell you? And I was wrong crying.
Oh yeah.
Just screaming crying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the most emotional thing I ever did.
Unlocking that.
So beautiful though. But yeah, all them beach yoga things and all look really wholesome.
Yeah, that's true.
Checking yourself out, and you might meet someone. Even like,
I think
not necessarily going and joining a club, like, but doing things for yourself. Like we were literally just talking about like
solo dates.
Just because you don't have anyone to do them, it doesn't necessarily mean you can't do them. And who knows, you might meet someone there.
On the way,
yeah.
You'll make good friends when you start working. You'll also learn in life that people come and go.
They do.
Oh,
that's kind of sad.
Someone again, I met two of my best friends on Bumble BFF, best app hands down.
That is bloody brilliant, isn't it?
That's mad. But another one, Bumble BFF is so good to make friends. Sounds like an ad for Bumble.
Yeah.
I've made great friends.
We'll send you an invoice, Bumble. Don't worry.
I love that. Because I feel like somewhere like, and clubs as well, and Bumble, so people are going there to...
For that reason.
So everyone's open, everyone's chatting. It's not like people are standing there being bitchy, like, why would they go? Or are they going on an app to find friends when you're going to be standoffish? Like,
yeah,
that doesn't make sense. So people are definitely there for the right reason. But just know that you're not alone. It's very...
You're not.
It can feel very lonely, but you're not alone.
And you're so young.
So, yeah.
You're a baby girl.
You have so much time to make friends and
meet new
connections.
About it.
Yeah. You'll get there.
You will.
As well, when you start working, college itself is fucking lonely as hell.
Yeah.
So, when you start working and get out into the world, I promise you, you'll be sending us an update in a year's time saying,
yeah,
I got my girl.
Met my best.
I'm on a holiday with a friend.
With my girls.
Yeah.
You will, definitely.
I actually recently made a friend on that ego trip I was on, and I'm going to see her in July.
Well, tell her that I'm your best friend and not to ever hang around with you ever again. Are you taking the piss? You just actually telling me you met a new friend. Oh my God. And you're
She's
not
the new
alone.
Co-host. No. Yeah, but you'll keep making friends throughout your life. Don't feel like you're 21, you have to have your life sorted. You definitely do.
No, you'll always continue to make friends.
You can send your dilemmas into howmydrink@goloudnow.com. If you want to be featured for Phone a Friend specifically, put that in the subject line of the email so we know to get the advice off the rest of the birds for you. Peak and bleak of the week is our final stop of the day. We do one peak and one bleak. Peak being the good, bleak being the bad. My peak, I'll start with bleak. Bleak for today is that the weather is not nice, even though we're promised nice weather.
We give out
and we haven't really gotten, we haven't gotten a nice summer.
Did you know that the day is starting to get shorter now?
Yeah.
Like, summer's over.
I know.
What?
The other day I was filming in Phoenix Park for an ad and I really needed the sun to set. And it was like, I was checking when it had been the longest day of the year. I was like, fuck.
Oh, the summer solstice or whatever.
It was that day. I was crying out loud. But yeah, that was great. That was my bleak. And then peak is that I have a collection coming with cash.
Woo!
I hope this episode's on the 3rd of July or else afterwards because, it's being announced on the 3rd. That's me, I'm pretty sure. And it's on sale on the 4th.
Yeah.
I'll have to change it if not, Leanne, but I'm pretty sure. So it is a new collection.
Woohoo!
Five products. We have a face. I'm actually wearing it all now if anyone's watching.
Stunning.
Face palette, a brush, setting spray, lip treatment, and a bronze base.
Beautiful.
So like bronze drops. I've been using them all my videos, people have asked. Someone came up to me in Boots and was can I ask you a question? I was like, yeah. She was like, what was that pink thing you used in your face a few videos back? I was like, well, I can't say, but I'll tell you.
Yeah.
So it was that. So if I didn't know what that was. Awesome. But I'm really excited. And it's obviously the second collection and all. So
stunning.
Happy.
Woohoo!
On sale. If today's the third, it'll be on sale tomorrow. If it's
fourth.
Yeah. Whichever. Yeah.
Wee. Buzzing for you, girl.
Thanks, girl. Thanks,
mine girl. Is... What have I moaned about lately?
Say you like everything.
What?
You like everything.
I'm just so happy. I'm so happy. My peak is I'm going on a holiday in July.
Ooh. To where?
Don't know yet.
But somewhere.
Somewhere. But I don't know.
Bay?
Yeah.
Are you going to make a name for him? Like a fake?
I said it to him recently and he said, I wanted to call him Snickers and he told me absolutely not.
Why Snickers? Oh, because yeah.
He wears Snickers.
Love,
girls, got my Snickers, man. Yay! No.
Snickers is a good name.
I said that and he said, absolutely not, you're not calling me that.
It's stuck now, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Snickers.
Sorry, Snickers.
That's what you're getting.
What you're getting.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to go on holiday in July.
Somewhere sunny?
Yeah, yeah.
City break or?
No.
Sun.
Yeah.
For a week?
Maybe.
Are you got anything in a far or near? You're off summer?
Don't know. I was looking at Fillmore because I went there last year with my sister and I love Fillmore. It's so beautiful. Yeah. I'm sending my mum and dad there in September. Going back there in September. I was like, you need to go.
Really nice.
Best place ever. So beautiful.
Mum and dad are in a thing now. What's it called?
Are they in Portugal?
Anymore.
Are they? Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, they're there now, yeah.
I'm obsessed.
I know. I'm sad I can't go.
So that's peak. And then bleak is... No bleak. Can we just be happy?
Yeah, let's all...
Can we do that?
Let's all hold hands and sing.
That would be lovely.
And cry about being Irish. Yeah. So happy.
What the fuck is wrong with us? We need to book a holiday as well.
Yeah, we will. We're going to go to Ibiza.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
6th of August.
Okay, I can do that.
Jasmine just texted me her accident.
Did she?
I ask it, yeah.
Okay.
Because she's... So me, you, Holly and Jasmine.
Hopefully we don't have a repeat of the last time the four of us went. that's a story for another day, isn't it?
Guys, thanks so much for listening. Our episodes come out every Wednesday, and then main video episodes come out Thursday. So Wednesday audio, Thursday video.
Mm-hmm.
Then our bonus episodes are on Monday. They're called Home and Drink Extra Juice. Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast. Leave us a comment. Actually, before I say that, someone commented on the podcast of me and Dano. Saying that they were like, my heart sank when you started talking about height, because she was taller than her boyfriend, and me and Dana were basically saying that. I don't think I said anything. I think Dana was like, no, I couldn't be with a girl taller than me and stuff.
Aww.
But I just wanted to address that, like, that's Dana's opinion alone.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. Obviously, if this girl has a boyfriend, it's working for them.
Yeah.
And also,
each to their own.
If I was taller than Dana, realistically, he would still be. It's just in his ideal world in his head. If he's thinking of exact height.
But exactly I also think of Dano, I think in Dano's brain, when he thinks of you being taller than him, he thinks that you're the height of the seed and like that you're like...
That's exactly it.
Goes to an extreme.
Yeah.
Is that right to
so just Yeah.
So each to their own.
Yeah, just...
Don't be thinking that.
Yeah, just to say that. But yeah. I'm happy that you're there. Because it worked. Like, a lot of people are taller than my
I don't think that's a real thing anymore.
So Dano just means in his, if he was creating an ideal person, he'd rather them smaller than him.
Okay.
That's all he meant by that. But yeah, I just didn't want anyone to be sad that night. Anyway, love yous.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home I Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for, like, these huge, dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD.